Is that okay? Yeah. Yeah. Okay, we're going to get the meeting started. Can those online hear me okay?
I can hear you loud and clear, chairperson. I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay. Now, I would like to welcome everyone to the meeting. Hopefully everyone can hear me clearly. Everyone should ensure their mobile telephones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may temporarily be excluded for discussion of in-committee items. I would remind members of their obligations under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back in to join the meeting once discussion on that item is ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. Members should remember that the microphone works as a queuing system. If your microphone is lit red, you have precedence. Flashing green is next in the queue and then solid green. Please do not press your microphone button again when it is lit up red as you lose your place in the queue. There may be some members in attendance virtually, and it has been agreed that all members in the chamber are brought in to speak on any issue before any remote delegates. Therefore, if you're attending remotely, please use the chat facility to indicate your wish to speak, and I will bring members in once all those who are in the chambers have spoken. Instant message should be kept as the following letters. Type Q if you wish to ask a question, C for a comment, P if you wish to propose, S if you wish to second, and please refrain from making any other comments using instant messaging. Members are reminded they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. Thank you. Now, is there any apologies?
Yes, Chair, we have apologies from Councillors McGuinness and Feehan.
Yes, and I have Councillor Jim Brennan as well. Now, we'll just go through the action sheet. Does anybody have any declarations of interest? No? No? Okay, we'll go through the action sheet.
Sure.
Now, page 13, 14 and 15. Now, is there anybody any issues with those? No? Okay. Now, can I get a proposer and seconder, please? Councillor Enright proposed. Councillor Jackson second. Okay. Nothing. No. Then we just go. Now, next on the item is electrical safety standards for private tenants regulations, and that's going to be read by Sinead Traill.
This paper is for decision, and the purpose of this report is to update committee of the electrical safety standards under the private tenancy regulations Northern Ireland 24, which were made on the 27th of November 2024. The committee has previously been informed of the legislation in a report brought back in February 24, and a decision is now required on the level of fixed penalty. I take this report as read and move to the recommendations. Members are asked to note the new legislative powers to be enforced by councils in relation to the regulations, agree the proposed level of £1,000 for the fixed penalty fine for offences created under the regulations. Thank you.
Okay. Any questions?
Yeah, Chair, just a note, obviously, that the Department for Communities aren't providing any additional resource relating to this, but it's really just to ask, I suppose, you know, is there any sort of idea how much this would cost the council additionally as a result of that? You know, obviously there's a potential income, you know, from the fines and things like that, but is there any, has the council carried any estimation works how much of an impact that would have on us from a financial resource point of view?
No, just to say that this work will be undertaken, you know, through our public health and housing team. We haven't carried out any initial works. Can refer back to our teams and ask, has that been done centrally? Across, we have coordinated groups across Northern Ireland, but at this stage there's been nothing flagged that would indicate any risk or a lot of resource.
Well, that's right. It's just obviously from a resource implication point of view, it's noted in our report, you know, that we haven't been provided with any, you know, financial support, you know, as a result of that. But it's just to say that I'm hoping that we don't envisage it having a major impact on us. You know, it's just, I suppose it was more for information purposes than anything else, to see if there had been any work done on that, you know, as a consequence of these new additional powers.
And I'm happy to take that and bring that back to you. Thank you, Councillor.
Now, can I get a proposal and a seconder to go into closed session? Proposal and seconder for that last one.
I put a proposal into the chat, Chair. Happy to support.
I have no computer in front of me. Yeah, Councillor Andrews, I have to take the chamber first if they want to propose.
No problem, Chair. That's fine. I'll be back in the chamber next month.
All right, Councillor Cameron proposed. Second, Councillor Enright.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Now, I need a proposal and a seconder to go into closed session. Councillor Hart proposed and Councillor Larkin second. The following items will be taken, or were in closed session. Whilst in committee, the following items were agreed. Item 5, business case for cameras in council vehicles. On the proposal of Councillor Enright, seconded by Councillor Campbell, it was agreed to approve the business case to procure recordable camera systems for council fleet as outlined in Appendix 1 of the officer's report. Item 6, business case for energy contracts. On the proposal of Councillor Taylor, seconded by Councillor Campbell, it is agreed to proceed with a joint procurement exercise with other NI councils for electricity and natural gas contracts commencing in May 2025. Item 7, Feminine Hygiene Corporate Contract. On the proposal of Councillor Hart, seconded by Councillor Young, it was agreed to approve the extension of the Feminine Hygiene Corporate Contract as detailed in the officer's report. Item 8, Residual Waste Contracts. On the proposal of Councillor Enright, seconded by Councillor Larkin, it was agreed to approve the procurement and appointment of an economist to develop an economic appraisal for a residual waste contract. Item 9.1, Mixed Recyclables Contract. On the proposal of Councillor Enright, seconded by Councillor Campbell, it was agreed to approve the following. The extension of the contract for the receipt of processing of mixed dry recyclables with the organisation noted in officer's report. The extension of the current haulage contract with the organisation noted in the officer's report, both to be extended from the 1st of April 2025 till 2030. So 30th of September 2025, subject to the approval of the ARC 21 Joint Committee. Item 9.2, Direct Awards Contract. On the proposal of Councillor Young, seconded by Councillor Campbell, it is agreed to approve the direct award contract as detailed at Appendix 1 of the officer's report. Item 10, three surgery update. On the proposal of Councillor Rowan, seconded by Councillor Taylor, it was agreed to note the following. The extensive work being undertaken by Council Grounds Maintenance Section from a landscape development and daily management perspective and additional impacts following severe weather events. That business cases will be brought to the future committee meetings regarding additional future resources requirements for ground maintenance. Item 11, business case contracts for asbestos control measures. On the proposal of Councillor Rowan, seconded by Councillor Taylor, it was agreed to note the content of the report. And the last item is...
Sorry. Yes. So, item 12, landlord registration scheme, and that is for noting. And it is, who's going to read them? Sinead.
It's just for noting.
Yeah. So, just need a proposal and a second for item 12. Councillor Campbell proposes, and Councillor.
I had a final question, just a final quick question, maybe for Connor, and it's going to be something to bring forward for the next committee meeting next month. It's just feedback that I've had locally regarding our Christmas illuminations, from myself, even visually, and also constituents raising it with me as well. It seemed to be the case in a lot of our areas. The Christmas illuminations, when they were first turned on, they weren't fully operational, as in, well, they didn't seem to have been inspected and tested. Then, during the course of the Christmas period, there didn't seem to be any maintenance carried out on them either, because by the time Christmas was over, they were still in the same state as they were when they were turned on. So, to me, it brings into question, if we're paying a contractor to, first of all, inspect and test these illuminations while they're not working, first off, and then also, I know we usually pay a maintenance fee as well over the Christmas period that they're supposed to be being maintained. So, just on behalf of the ratepayers, really, I don't think we should. I think we should be looking at this, and can we ask for a review of that maybe coming forward? And
it's not an agenda, but we could come back to you. Yeah. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine. Right. Yeah.
Same Kilku as well.
All right.
Well, yeah. Our Christmas tree was out from two nights after it was illuminated.
Yeah.
On the nights across
that's
the room. All right, was it?
Terry, is it related to the illuminations?
Yes, just a fully support.
Terry, we're not taking any other business tonight. But we'll come
okay,
back
no
to you
problem,
on it.
But
is that okay? Thank you.
Right. I'll see you
there. Okay, that's the next meeting over. Thank you.
Good luck, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.